I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, saving jobs, trying to save our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul in the process, don't hold that against me. Let's just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we accomplish this mission with business development, job creation, and service. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and I'm glad to bring you this marketing message as we do every Friday at 10:30 a.m. Going on 7 years here, and that's a lot of time in radio life. It's almost like dog years. So put it in dog years. We've been on there about 30 years. Anyway, glad to welcome you this morning. Welcome to all of the new listeners. Welcome back to anyone who's been following us over the years. And I want to thank you, first of all, for your support and for tuning in and spreading the word. We have become a very popular show, not just here in the D.C. area from which we broadcast, actually Silver Spring, but we have listeners from all around the globe. That's why we are Marketing Pulpit International. We have shows Monday through Saturday, and we're all over the country. We have Charlotte, North Carolina, New York City. We have Houston, Texas. We have North Carolina. We have Charlotte. We have Marvin, Waynesboro. We have, we got places all over the place. Anyway, this is the Marketing Pulpit. Go to marketingpulpit.com and follow the activities. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are also the same handle, Marketing Pulpit. You can also find us on Facebook under the same moniker of Marketing Pulpit. We are Marketing Pulpit International, and also go to the website, marketingpulpit.com, and you will find out that we've been busy, as they say, busier than a one-armed paper hanger. A lot has been going on, and one thing about Marketing Pulpit, we've also become the sounding board. We've been the place where you can talk and let out your frustrations, celebrate your joys. We have become like the virtual hugging place. We come together and talk about the issues of the day. When you go to marketingpulpit.com, you can follow some of the things that have been happening around the globe and have been making the news. And of course, today is no exception. This is the first Marketing Pulpit broadcast under the new president-elect, Donald Trump. And people have all kind of emotions, far and wide and near and dear, and there's some angst, there's some fear, there's some hostilities, people are out protesting. So we're going to dedicate a significant portion of the show today to discuss what life will be like under the new president-elect Donald Trump. I have my own perspective. I'm going to share that with you today because I'm actually going to give you two perspectives. In this period, I'm going to talk about my own personal perspective and how I see it. And later in the show, we're going to turn that passion away as we talk about 10 things to fear besides a President Trump. We got a lot of things. We got all these emotions and passion. So I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't drop the ball and put all your passions and energies and frustrations on this one man when we have so much to do, especially when it comes to our businesses. So I'm saying, look, if you want to be fearing, if you want something to fear, I'm going to give you 10 things to fear other than Donald Trump. And we're going to talk about that at 11:15 hour. So you definitely don't want to miss that. Coming up later in the show, we're going to be welcoming attorney Tisha Hillman. She's going to bring some law talk to us. That's at 11 o'clock hour. And at 10:45 in the next segment, we're going to have Miss Haley McKenzie of the Spiritual Women's Network. They're having a conference coming up on tomorrow up in New York City, and I will be there. I'm going to New York tomorrow. I'm going to be participating in the Final Pitch TV show. It's a TV show that's we're doing a road tour. We're doing New York tomorrow. We're also going to Chicago. We're going to Atlanta, and we're going to North Carolina. So we're taking this show on the road. I will be hosting the show, the Final Pitch TV. It's sponsored by Miss Inez Kelly of Kelly Communications, and I'm proud to be affiliated with the organization as the host of this TV show, which will be showing up on the local TV here in the D.C. area coming up sometime in the next month or two. So go to marketingpulpit.com and find out more about that. And we're going to be welcoming Miss Haley McKenzie, talking about the Pregnant with Purpose Conference. That's going to be tomorrow up in New York. Let's talk about Trump. Let's talk about Trump for a minute. Here's some startling statistics. Found out that about 13% of the black men voted for Mr. Trump, as opposed to 4% of the black women. Wonder what's going on there. Also, the number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. If you want to chime in at any point, if I push a couple of buttons, then feel free to jump on the line. Also, let's not forget what the Trump presidency may have on President Obama's legacy. There's a lot of things he pushed through, and one of the things that Mr. Trump said he was going to do is anything that was an executive order, which he felt was unconstitutional, he's going to reverse it. Now, here's something to think about also. A clock is a broken clock is right twice a day, at least twice a day. So as mad as you may be at this guy, there are some things you may even agree with. One thing I found that was interesting that I do agree with is that he's going to put some kind of limitation on how these lobbyists can leave government and go out here and become lobbyists. I thought that was pretty good. And the other thing I found him kind of interesting, but like I said, you never know with this guy, that he had a more balanced hand when it came to the Middle East, when it came between the Israelis and the Palestinians. So sometimes you look at the clock, it's broken, but about twice a day, it's actually right. There's a passage from the Bible, Psalms 30, verse 5. It says, "Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning." Now, weeping is symbolic of disappointment, where joy symbolizes hope and the realization that things are never as bad as they seem. Now, mourning is symbolic of a period of rebirth, reckoning, during which you lay the groundwork to pick up some lost ground. So let's use that passage as I get into these Trump introspections. The first one I want to say is that, one, in politics, things are never as bad as you think they're going to be. And they're never as good as you think they're going to be. Let's think about it. When you vote, think about through the years when you voted for a president and you had all these hopes and aspirations. You were jumping up and down. You were thinking the streets were going to be paved with gold. There's going to be a chicken in every pot. It just doesn't quite happen that way because of politics, the nature of politics. So you shouldn't get too elated when your guy wins, and you shouldn't get too despondent when your guy loses. If you survived 8 years of Dick Cheney and we didn't get put back in shackles and chipped on boats overseas, then I wouldn't lose too much sleep over Donald Trump. Now, be concerned, but I wouldn't get too bent out of shape. Here's an introspection, too. Donald Trump has more faces than a deck of cards. So like all politicians, it's possible that candidate Trump is not the same candidate that's going to be governing the country. This guy he's hard to read. He's really hard to read. He gave a pretty decent concessions acceptance speech. And from the visit to the White House yesterday, he said President Obama was a good man. So you just really don't know if this guy. Here's another introspection. A president is not king. Even a president that has control of Congress, both houses, and the Supreme Court, he is still accountable to some world order forces. And don't underplay that hand. You think these guys can go up there and do anything they want to, but let me tell you something, folks. There's a bigger hand out there at work than the United States of America. So don't feel like just because Donald Trump has a free reign. Let me tell you something, folks. They take in that little back room once you become president, pull you aside, say, look, don't touch this, don't touch that, or you're going to have hell to pay. And the same is going to apply to President Trump. All right, here's another introspection. Stop telling people you are afraid, that you are in fear. Just stop that talk. I don't want to hear another person tell me that they're afraid. That is one word that I have just eliminated from my vocabulary. Be concerned, yes. Be disappointed, yes. Be a little anxious, yes. But fear has never worked for anybody. Let me give you this scenario. Let's say you're walking down the street and you meet a vicious dog staring you in the face. Now, if you sit there and stare that dog down, you stare him right in the eyes, he's going to at least hold you for a minute. He might not jump you, but he's going to stare back at you But the minute he senses fear, the minute he senses fear, he can smell it. And heaven forbid you start to run. That dog is going to chase you down, and he's going to not let you go till you have bled to death. So, no more of this fear talk. I'm telling you, I don't want to hear it. And don't be telling other folks you're afraid. Turn that fear into action. Now, I'm going to end on another famous quote. It's called, "The race is not to the swift, nor the fight to the strong, but to the one who endureth to the end." There was an old fat guy in England called Winston Churchill. He said this during, he and Roosevelt used to do these email, they didn't have emails back in then. They would actually send letters or telegraphs. And he made this famous quote. He said, "This is not the end. This is not the beginning of the end, but it is the end of the beginning." So, finally, we as a community are off the starting block. The beginning is over. It is time to get into the race in earnest. Be like a chess player. Stop making all these short-sighted moves. Start thinking long-term. Be the tortoise and not the hare. The race goes to the one who endureth to the end. Let me tell you something, folks. This is not the end. We have just begun. Now, those are my perspectives on the Donald Trump legacy. I also have on the phone this morning William Maxwell, one of our co-hosts. Welcome to the show, William.
Good morning, Robert. Good morning to the marketing pulpit community.
You're not on you're not on the ledge over there, are you?
Hey, Robert, I'm so far from jumping off the top of the monument, it is ridiculous.
That's what I want to
hear. As a matter of fact, I'm energized. Hello. I mean, things like this
are
supposed to get people on point to understand that we as individuals have to do what we have to do to reach out to other individuals so that we can make things happen as opposed to waiting for somebody else to make something happen for us.
Now, William, are you saying this is a wake-up call? Is that what you're trying to say?
Of course it is, Robert. I mean, it's like people – I've been on the phone with people for the last couple of days since the election,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's gloom and doom, Chicken Little, the sky's falling.
Right.
And like you said earlier, the one thing about the United States of America is that we have a constitution.
Right.
No matter how extreme the person in office is, the constitution is the one thing that keeps everything from going completely out of control.
Right.
So regardless of what people think about Trump and all that, I mean, he still has to obey the constitution. When he takes that oath, he has to follow that oath.
All right, William, we're going to take a break, man. Feel free to hang on. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Miss Haley McKenzie from the Pregnant with Purpose conference coming up in New York tomorrow. Yours truly will be there. I won't be pregnant, but I will have a purpose. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
Alrighty, this is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I am here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We are living now in post-election of Donald Trump as the 45th president of these United States. I've given you my perspective, and I'll take a few calls. We have a packed show, so call it in. I want you to make it brief. We have a caller. I tell you what, callers, hang on. We're going to get to our guest, Miss this young lady. Man, she's talking about somebody who is on a purpose, on a mission, who's not letting anything get her off her game, and that is none other than Miss Haley McKenzie. Haley, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad that you guys are having me on today.
Haley, something tells me that no matter who's in the White House, you're going to do what you got to do. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nobody in the White House can stop the mission that's going on in our communities right now.
Amen to that. Now, you have a lot going on. I was looking at your bio, and man, you are a young lady with a purpose. I like the name of your mission and your organization and the conference that's coming up. Now, tell us a little bit about you. I know you have a mother too, and you're a Christian entrepreneur. You do a little reggae, a little rap, and man, you got your hand in more pies than Miss Smith. So give us a quick bio of what you're about.
Sure. So as you said, my name is Haley J. McKenzie. I'm a mom, a wife, entrepreneur. I have a business that is called Be Beauty Enterprises. And what Be Beauty stands for is just helping women around the world find their beauty and, break the whole low self-esteem stigma that we are, social media and just media in general is putting on a lot of us women. It's a big strain. You know, we look at the media, we don't see anybody that looks like us or, that talks like us. And we have this expectation that, is just unreachable because most of the time it's Photoshopped or whatever the case may be.
Right.
So my business just works to really put women in a great light and to show them that if they put in the work, they can live an abundant life. And that's what God put us here for, to be abundant. But until we fix our mindsets, we will never realize, that abundance is something that we can have and it's something that we can have now. That's the mission of Be Beauty.
You said something about social media. How big is that social media problem as far as affecting people's outlook and their self-esteem and so forth?
It is huge.
What?
If we really were to add up the amount of time that we spend in the day just scrolling through our feeds and looking at, women that have had work done, women that have, photoshopped their pictures and they're on the front of the magazines that we see at the grocery store. Even if we're not looking, sometimes we're kind of forced to see these images. And then when we feel like we don't look like what we're seeing, it makes us feel like something is wrong with us. What am I doing wrong? Why, my waist isn't super thin or why my lips aren't huge, and
wow.
it's an unrealistic outlook,
Well, I like the, I'm a big technology person. I'm big in social media. I'm big on the web and so forth. But as somebody who's inside behind the curtain, I've always embraced people like yourself who's kind of doing some pushback and, giving some perspective and context that this is just a tool. You can't let it rule your life. Can't let it affect your, what you do or don't do. You have to put it in perspective and in context with everything else you're doing and not let it just, some people they live and they die by it. So I'm glad there are people out there like yourself who are really putting it in some type of proper context. So I appreciate that about you. Now tell us about the conference. You have a conference coming up tomorrow.
I do.
I know you are busy.
I have a conference coming up. Running around like a mad woman. it's all going to be so worth it. So I'm really excited.
So tell us the conference. What's the name of the conference and what's the purpose?
Sure. So it's called the Spiritual Network. The Spiritual Network is something that I do annually, and the title changes as the title comes to me every year as God gives me the vision. Mm-hmm. So last year we had Path to Purpose, where we were just, letting women dip their toe in the idea of entrepreneurship and being a spiritual entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And this year now we have Pregnant with Purpose, because a lot of the women that left the conference last year came out and had something birthed in them that they might not have, given life to yet.
Mm-hmm.
So this conference is really focused on taking women of faith and allowing them to see what they can really do in their business and showing them how easy it is to really make money, especially, as you said, in the age of social media and technology. We really just want to show them while also giving them the tools, because a lot of them can't start their businesses because they are concentrated on either something that might have happened in their past, something traumatic. A lot of us are very emotional beings, especially as women, so we want to work on that aspect and then give them the information on how you can get this business started once you are healed or once you have gotten over the hump of whatever it has been stopping you, basically.
Wow.
So that's why the conference is called Pregnant with Purpose.
So who are some of the people that's going to be there? I see you got a star lineup there. Tell us some of the folks who are going to be headlining.
So we have Kiara Sheard, which she's a famous gospel singer that's coming in to do the keynote. So we're really excited to have her. We have Natalie Nicole. She is one of the big dogs in the multi-level marketing industry. She's with a company called TLC. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
So she's doing well in that, and I want to teach ladies about MLM and show them that a lot of this is not a scam. And if you put in the hard work and dedication, you can have some residual income coming in, and that's very important to have. So she's coming in to be a panelist to speak on that. We have Catherine Solis Ray coming in. She's awesome, phenomenal social media personnel. And I'm not talking about, you know, social media with 10 followers. No, I'm talking about, you know, regular girl from St. John's University that has well over 27,000 followers and active followers at that, commenting, buying her stuff. She is an awesome person to go to when you want to learn how to sell on social media. Right. And Instagram and Facebook and those things. We have Nayala Phillips. She's a marketing expert coming in. And we also have a whole three of the judges from Final Pitch TV coming in to actually do a session with three lucky contestants from the out of the attendees. So they've been signing up, and we're going to pick three, you know, business owners to actually do their pitch to the judges and let them get critiqued on that. So we have a pretty, like, a huge lineup, and I'm really excited to see all of the information that these women are going to get and leave with and be able to use immediately to really start getting that business juice flowing, you know, and hey, those ideas.
Hey, Haley, when you said the Final Pitch TV show, I'm saying to myself, that sounds familiar. I said, wait a minute, that's me. That's right. I'm going to be.
Yes, the Final Pitch TV. You will be there.
I am going to be there hosting that. And that is really we've been doing that now for a few conferences. And it really adds some life and some intrigue and excitement to the conference, where we bring in people who are involved in the conference, either as attendees or participants. And they get a chance to pitch their business, just like on the Chalk Tank. And we did that up in Baltimore last month, and it was really, we really had to turn people away. There were so many people trying to get on the stage. I had to actually become like a bouncer to keep people back, because everybody wanted to pitch. Everybody wanted to pitch their business. It was very successful. I'm glad that we were able to bring that aspect to the to the event. So give us the when.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, but thank you, and thank you for the invitation to bring us into your event. So give us the wins and the wheres and all that good stuff.
Sure. So it's going to be November 12th, which is tomorrow. It's happening from 10 to about 5:30. We're going to be in Westchester, New York, which the exact address is 10 Tanglewild Avenue, and that's in Bronxville, New York. And, you know, if you want tickets or you're interested in tickets, it's just the name of the conference, Pregnant with Purpose. eventbrite.com for Bright, it's BRITE. So pregnantwithpurpose.eventbrite.com.
And also, I'm letting you listeners know, particularly you guys up in the New York area, but if you're down in the DC area, Baltimore, Philadelphia, it's not that far of a drive. Even from the DC area, it's only a 4-hour drive.
Yeah, so. No, it's not that far at all. Honestly, I have some people coming from DC, I have people coming out from Philly. I even have someone coming out from Houston, Texas, to the conference.
Wow.
Kentucky. Yeah, God has really been moving with this conference. Trust me, I'm in awe. And I'm like, you know, if this is what you call me to do, then I'm going to do it. Because this is just, it amazes me every year what has been happening with this conference.
Yeah, I have my co-host here, attorney Tish Hillman. She's over here like, wow, man, this is quite an event. Tish, I'm going to see you heading up to New York tomorrow, Willa.
I don't know if I can go to New York tomorrow, but that certainly sounds amazing. So yeah, and that's, I love that title too. It speaks so much to, you know, to just how incredible it would be, because you think about, you know, pregnant with the purpose, right, and you know what that means once you
giving birth to
exactly
your dreams, your passions,
exactly,
your ideas.
So I think that's amazing. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, well, thank you
thank Helen. You so much.
Well, Helen,
it was birthed in me, you know. God gave me the idea, so you got to carry out what God places in you, because honestly, I was pregnant recently, so I feel like God gave me it not only for a spiritual aspect and for the conference, but also for a physical aspect, because I honestly had my son on October 11th of this year.
Congratulations.
So,
but you know what, Haley? I want to say this, because in light of what's happening in the election, a lot of people are still kind of out here with their heads down. People like you still doing it. We got work to do. We don't have time to be worrying about who's in the White House or who's not there. We have work to do, and you are doing the work. And that, to me, is really what we need to
Absolutely.
Hear today. I really appreciate that. So to anybody who's out there listening, here's an example of the way it should be done. Haley, I want to thank you. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow in New York.
Same here. I'm ready to have you guys in New York. I'm very excited.
All right. Thank you. That's Haley McKenzie with the Pregnant with Purpose Conference coming up tomorrow. Go to marketingpulpit.com. We have the information right on the homepage, marketingpulpit.com. And thank you again, Haley. When we come back, we're going to have attorney Tish Hillman. We're going to have some little law talk here. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
Alrighty, this is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. I have in the studio Miss Tisha Hillman.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Alrighty. And also welcome Happy Veterans Day to all of the veterans out there. I had three brothers who served in the armed forces. It was like we had such a big family. It was like 10 boys, and we went through phases. The first three served in the military. Then the next three went to college. The last three became musicians. So we came in like waves, a generation. When you got a family of 14 people, you got like generations within a family. So
how do you feed 14 people?
You have to be very creative. We got a chicken, right? There were parts on the chicken that I haven't seen since I left home.
Oh wow!
I mean, like a wing was like two pieces. You had the little boomerang piece. And you had the little drumstick. I thought that was a legitimate piece of chicken. The little wingette, I mean, it was small, but when you have 14 kids, and this is something I haven't seen since I left home, I haven't seen a back. The back was a piece of chicken. See, now the back is like part of the thigh and the breast. It's all joined together. But you cut that back off, and that was a legitimate piece of chicken. There was a piece we called the pulley bone. It was the top part of the breast. You cut that off.
I've never heard of that.
So you asked me how do you feed 14 kids. And the neck, you had to do some work. Eating the neck was almost like eating crabs.
Okay, so I wish y'all could see my face in the studio. Because my face is that of absolute disgust right now. Because I'm imagining a neck.
A neck.
Oh, my gosh.
And the crook of the neck, like the inside. Now, you get a good little bite out of that. But when you get towards the edges and the ends. Yeah, it was like eating crab. You really had to pick at it. So, folks, anyway, you asked the question. Anyway, happy Veterans Day. My brother, Wade Jr., he passed away about 8 years ago. And then brother Clyde and my brother Julius, they served their time and did what they had to do. And hats off to them and other veterans out there who did what you had to do and protecting these shores. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We're in a post-election cycle week, and we have a caller on the phone also. So hang on there, caller. Mr. Murray, just hang on. We'll bring you in a second here. Now, Tish, you're going to talk about social. Last week, we talked about the legal ramifications, the double-edged sword of social media. Now, we talked about social media last week. We had a whole group of young men here from North Carolina. This studio had kids from this whole area. We had about 20 young men. And I want to thank the DJs from Magic and Easy Street over here at KYS that they really gave these young men the time of their life. You go to my Twitter account, marketingpulpit.com, and look at MMJ Youth, where they had a party right there in the MMJ booth. And Easy Street over there on the KYS side gave them a nice little speech and showed them how the inner workings of the DJ booth. And so we were glad to have them up. And thank you for Leon Gatewood and Angela Caraway for bringing these young men up here. They were in that social media world. Everybody sees social media this, you got to get involved. You got to be part of your life now. But you said there's another side of it.
I don't know everything about social media, obviously, because it's a little bit, you know, I'm 40 years old. So, right. You know, even though I'm very, very active in social media, I think, you know, kids younger than me certainly know a lot more of the inner workings. But from a legal perspective, the way that I think about social media is, it's funny because, you know, anybody who's gone to law school will tell you that the goal of law school is to teach you to think differently. Mm-hmm. It's something that you really can't explain to other people if you haven't experienced it.
Right.
So, you know, the way that I think about social media from a legal perspective is very, very different than how lay people view it. So when I think about social media, I think about, oh, my goodness, evidence in court.
Ooh.
So I think about, things from text messages,
right.
You know, because one of the sayings is that I love so much, and it's so true. Never write down anything that you can say. because anything that you write down is potentially permanent, and anything that you write down can potentially be used against you. And last time I was here, we talked about contracts and how essentially, you know, a verbal contract is not worth the paper it's written on.
Right.
Right. So in essence, if you're talking about social media, you think about, you know, some of the things that people talk about on social media, and then those things are then written down. They're now permanent. You can actually, I'm sorry.
Sometimes even with pictures attached to it.
Absolutely.
More evidence.
Absolutely. And people don't really think about that, because a lot of times, as human nature, we are responding sometimes out of emotion, out of anger, whatever it may be. And we don't even think about how would this look in the future. Because I can tell you this, I have seen many a subpoena to Facebook, right? Because people want to know what, you know, what was said on Facebook at this day, this time. And now that you've said it, it's out there.
But you know what? This, and this is what this, the naivety of, I think J. Anthony Brown on, he used to be on Tom, on Tom Jones show, he said, he said, old school player and new technology does not mix. And that go with a lot of these people who are naive up to naive to how social media and technology works. Sometimes they'll tweet something or they'll delete it. And they say, well, I've deleted it. Now it's gone. But little do they know, they go to the server at Verizon. This information never goes away.
Yeah.
So don't just say, well, because I deleted it or I got rid of it, that it's gone. It is not ever gone. Once you write it, it is permanent.
Yep, that's absolutely true. And then one of the other things from a legal perspective is, again, even if you delete things, if you are, hear me when I say this, anybody that's out there, if you are currently in a legal case, there's something called spoliation of evidence. So if you are in a legal case and you delete information.
That's not good.
That is relevant to your case.
Not good.
You have a problem. Because you can't then, you know, if you're like, for instance, if you're in a custody case and you've said something terrible about your child's father, your child's mother, your ex-husband, wife, whatever the case may be on social media, and you then turn and delete it and the court finds out, that's a problem because you cannot knowingly destroy evidence that is important in a legal battle. Text messages, all of that stuff. So consider that before you, you know, start texting and, you know, tweeting and, you know, Facebook messaging and all that kind of stuff.
Well, teacher, I really wanted you to, I'm glad that you came in today because this has, I've seen so much, I'm on Facebook. Like I said, I'm a social media consultant. I do this for the Small Business Administration for many clients. And the first thing I do is like they have a personal profile, then I have to set up their business page. But, you know, you go to their personal profile first because you have to have a personal profile in Facebook before you can have a business page. And some of the things I say, I see on the page, I say, man, I hope they never have to go to court.
Right, right.
God, some of the things that come out of their mouth, I mean, they're actually talking about things that are against the law on their page. I mean, not whether anybody ever sues you or takes you to court about it or not. It's almost irrelevant. The fact that you are just admitting a legal, an illegal activity to the public.
Right.
It blows my mind.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think one of the things that is people have to be careful of recently, and trust me, I get it, is that, you know, after this election, you know, people are saying a lot of things because there are a lot of very, very raw emotion.
That's one of those things I was telling you about. People are talking about assault. They're talking about bribery. They're talking about blackmail. They're talking about attacking people. And now suppose they act on that emotion, or let's say that they're accused. Let's say they didn't even follow through on it. They just made these threats. And then somebody else did it, and they were the one accused, though. They have just put evidence out there.
Right.
That can incriminate them.
Because there's such a thing called terroristic threats.
Right.
You cannot make terroristic threats against people. That is illegal. And so you got to really be careful of what you say. And I get that a lot of people are angry. I certainly, I mean, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday was difficult for a lot of people in this country.
Well, since you brought that up, let's talk about what happened in last week. It felt like it was like 100 years ago. And every time I wake up, I'm like, is it over? Now can I open up the TV now? Somebody said, that was a joke, psych, it was a dream. What, I mean, how does, I just need another perspective. I gave my 10 reasons. First, I'm going to tell you the bottom line. What I said was, first of all, stop all this fear talk. This is not the end of the world, but it's pretty bad. it's never as bad as it seems. It's never as good as it seems when your guy wins. Never as bad as it seems when your guy loses. So what's your take on what happened there, Tisha?
So, you know, I have a lot of thoughts. And I actually have a weekly Blog Talk Radio show. And you can go to my website at www.tshillmanlaw.com. You can follow me on Facebook at the Law Office of Tisha S. Hillman.
Okay.
You can also follow me. See the social media thing. You can also, is it follow?
Which one?
Follow. You can follow me on Twitter.
Right.
So you can follow me on Twitter at T.S. Hillman Law. And so this week I devoted my entire radio show to discussing what happened on Tuesday, because my show was on Wednesday morning. And, you know, I was at the point, usually I'll do my show and I'll also record it on Periscope. I couldn't do it on Periscope because I hadn't slept all night on Tuesday. You know, I mean, I just could not get myself together, because as an attorney, I understand what this means, because, you know, I get, you know, what you say about, you know, the fear talk, but the fear is real.
It's real.
Because, you know, this man, and I will not say his name, you know, this man said that all Mexicans are rapists and murderers, and some of them may be good people, but we're going to build a wall.
Right.
He has said, you know, all Muslims are terrorists and you need to leave this country. He has said that all black people essentially are poor, you know, live in the ghetto, have no hope, no nothing. We're stupid, uneducated, and it's absolutely terrible. So he said all of these terrible things about people. And the day after, you have Muslim women, you know, in public getting their hijabs snatched off. You have children afraid to go to school because, you know, their classmates are telling them they're going to get deported. You have black students, you know, telling them, you know, they should be slaves. They're now going to be slaves again. They should go back to Africa. I mean, this is why people are so afraid, because, you know, go ahead.
Well, let me ask you this. That is everything you said is true. So we've got to continue. We've got to move on. We've got to live. We still got to live in this country, regardless of who's. And this guy, like I say, I couldn't have voted for him under any circumstances. I've had people who saying, well, I didn't vote for Trump or I didn't vote for Hillary. I voted for Jill Stein or I voted for Gary Johnson. I mean, to me, I feel like those are wasted votes. Sometimes there's a bigger issue than you. Sometimes you have to vote for something, but you also sometimes have to vote against something.
Absolutely.
And when you're voting for Jill Stein or Gary Johnson, you may be voting for somebody, but you still weren't voting against Trump.
Right.
So some people, myself included, I was voting for somebody, but I was also voting against somebody.
Absolutely.
So I wanted my vote to count twice. So going forward, we got to keep moving.
So, no, I mean, this is true. We do have to keep moving. And, you know, there's a lot of talk on social media about people galvanizing their efforts. And, you know, I've seen several different things. I don't really know what I think about it. I get the concept. But, you know, essentially people are saying, well, specifically for minorities, black people specifically, right? You know, this has caused people to have to, you know, we have no choice but to organize and galvanize our efforts in order to move forward. We have to be collective as a community in our response to this. We have to essentially let people know that we are not going to be, you know, I feel like we've kind of been pawns in this game, right? Where, you know, people only need you when it's time for an election, right? But otherwise, you're kind of cast aside and forgotten about.
Well, Tisha, hang on. I keep calling you Tisha. Tisha, hang on. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get our caller on the phone. I'm going to give you 10 things. You think Donald Trump is something to fear? I'm going to give you 10 things that you should also be fearing. Coming up after the break, this is The Marketing Pulpit. I have Tisha Hillman in the studio. We'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
All right, I'd like to welcome you to The Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. All the new listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome. All of our loyal followers, we appreciate everything you've done over the years as far as supporting us with your listening ears, with your sharing of our information, with your financial support. I want to thank our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. Miss Bernadette Clay and Company. They have been supporting us almost from the jump, Street. They have locations over in Largo, Maryland, 9701 Apollo Drive, and they have an office over in National Harbor. It's so cool about it. You can actually meet your clients at either office. So when I joined BLE Suites a few years ago, I didn't realize that I was going to get the benefit of having two offices, two conference room areas, and two receptionist desks for my clients, the ones in Virginia coming up from to meet me at the National Harbor office, the ones coming up 295 hitting the National Harbor office, but the ones coming out of Bowie, Baltimore, and Northern Prince George's County, they're meeting me in Largo. Now, you can take advantage of this, too, by calling BLE Suites and talk to them about your office needs. You can even get a virtual office where you don't even have to have an office. You can just use the meeting rooms. Use those meeting addresses. Call them at 301-322-1700, 301-322-1700. That's BLE Executive Suites. I have Ms. Tish Hillman in the studio.
Good morning. Good morning.
And I have a caller on the phone. Mr. Murray, welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show.
Thank you, Robert, and to all of the WOL family. You know, Robert, y'all talk about the election and fear and being afraid of what's going to happen. You know, in my study and research, you know, I'm studying Warren Buffett. Mm-hmm. And he said, like, when times are hard and things, that's when you buckle down. And that's the time when millionaires are made. Yes. Because you learn how to take advantage of the situation. But what you think is a bad situation really isn't. If you look at it in a positive manner, that's going to build and grow you and those around you and your life and the situation around you.
But you're right.
Don't fear because who we wanted didn't win the election.
Some of the best inventions, best movements forward in mankind have given birth from adversity, from challenge.
Yeah.
When things are going along smoothly, hunky-dory, you're clicking your heels together and singing zippity-doo-dah, nothing happens. You're really asleep at the wheel. But when you have to go through a storm, boy, you're energized, you're paying attention. I mean, think yourself driving at night in a snowstorm or a blizzard. You holding onto that wheel, you have full attention. But when you're driving out in the country and the sun is shining, we call it highway hypnosis. And I think we were going through a period of highway hypnosis for the last 8 years. Now you're back in that storm. You got to grab that wheel and you got to really hang on to it, because to get on the other side back to that sunlight, you have to pay attention and keep your eye on the road. William, we're going to jump into our topic. But thanks again, brother, for joining in.
All right, my brother.
All right, man.
And you keep doing what you're doing, Robert, because you are building that millionaire business for people, help people build theirs. So God bless you, brother, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Mr. Mary. I'm going to get to my sermon here. Every Friday I do a marketing sermon. Today I'm going to talk about 10 things to fear besides President Donald Trump, quote, end quote. First of all, I told you earlier, drop all this fear talk. We are bolder and stronger than that. Really, we've gone through slavery. We've gone through Jim Crow. We've been lynched. We've had dogs sicked on us, water hoses. We can handle this too. Now, as a business owner, you've definitely endured some worse things. So what I'm going to tell you today is from a business perspective. First of all, stop worrying about something you can't fix today. There are some things that are happening right now in your business that you should be really fearing. Trump be damned. So don't take your eye off the ball. That's what they want you to do. First of all, there's some things you can do, such as going in 2018 and voting and try to take back control of the House and things like that. Get involved in your community. Spend your money in your community. Mm-hmm. Do things that you can do, but there are some things you can't control today. You have a business to run. So if you got to worry about something, I'm going to give you permission today to fear, but it's not Donald Trump. Okay, because sometimes a little fear gets your engine running. It gets you anxious. It gets you on edge. It keeps you awake. So here's some things, if you're a business owner, here's some things that you need to fear if you must fear something. Let's say you woke up this morning, you look at the TV, Donald Trump's on the screen. But guess what? You also found out you just lost your biggest client. They went out of business. You saying to yourself, I was so busy focusing on Trump, not even paid attention that my biggest client has now gone out of business. But so as a business owner, how did you let that happen? First of all, I'm giving you some advice. First of all, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You need to diversify your client portfolio like you do a stock portfolio. You can't put everything in one place. Also, you have to be doing a follow-up strategy to know what's happening with this client. Don't wait until they go out of business. If you're engaged in following up with that client, you wouldn't have these big shocks overnight. And before you decide that this is the end of the world, find out what that client is doing next. Sometimes they close down and pop up as another company somewhere else. And if you made those contacts, keep in touch. Okay, that's one thing you should fear other than Trump. Here's another thing you might keep you awake nights. You look up one day and they're building a Walmart right across the street from your business. Now, you all know how Walmart works. They're going to sell everything under the sun. No matter what you're selling, they're going to compete with you. Well, let's turn that into an opportunity also. You can exploit their weaknesses by having easier parking. There's a place down in Fort Washington. There's a Safeway, but there's a little shop right in front of them. They sell the same thing Safeway has, and that place is always full for the mere fact people want that convenience of running in and out without having to park in the big parking lot and get a cart and wait in line. So you can exploit the weaknesses of these big organizations. That is not the end of the world. Okay? Here's something that should keep you awake at night. If you want to take some energy off Donald Trump, you woke up and you found out that your domain name had expired and it was bought by a porn company.
Oh.
Tisha, it happens. I'm back to see it happen. If you want something to be afraid of, let your domain die and the wrong person gets it. Your domain only costs $10 a year in most cases. Don't let that domain expire. One, you want to make sure that your email address is current with your domain provider because they will send out a notice saying your domain is about to expire. Make sure your registrant information has your information, not just your webmaster's. When you set up a domain name, your registrant is who owns that domain name.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes the webmaster will put their name out of, not necessarily trying to do anything nefarious, but sometimes it's just easier for them to put their information in there. And then they mess around and leave town and there's no way to verify that you own that domain name. And they're sending all of the renewal notices to that person. You look up one day, you open up your screen, and there's a porn star on your homepage because you let your domain name die. That actually happened. So, folks, if you want something to fear besides Trump, look at your domain name. So you land there worried about Trump, but you woke up that morning also, found out your website had been hacked. Sometimes they put that little skull and crossbones right on the homepage. And they're just saying, hacked. Ha ha, we got you. So you weren't paying attention. First of all, you weren't changing your passwords often enough. You weren't doing your, you can put something on your website. If you're in a WordPress website, there are programs called WordFence, Security. Put those on your website. They're simple plugins, and they will send you an email anytime there's some suspicious activity, like when somebody logs in, if you're being bombarded by robots. Put those things on your website, and also put something like SiteLock on your website that actually prevents your website from being infected, and if it is, it will actually clean up that malware.
Well, how often should we change our passwords, and how long is a secure password? You know what I mean? At the length of the password.
When you go into your WordPress website back in, they will give you like a recommended password. Now, it's awful. You would never remember it. But sometimes that's what it takes to make a secure password. Don't put your first name, the name of your puppy. Don't put your your name with the number one behind it or ABC. That's the first place they're going to look. So you want a combination of numbers, characters, uppercase, lowercase, and at least 8 characters. And do that and go in about every month or so and change it. Mm-hmm. Okay? Here's something that should keep you awake. You went to your website, you have the little statistics down there at the bottom of the page, and you realize that you have half the traffic that you had last year. And you're worrying about Donald Trump. You're saying, what in the world happened? Guess what? If you have a website that's not responsive, back in 2014, Google came up with something that a new rule that said if your website is not mobile and Google friendly, they were not going to send you mobile traffic. Mm. So you're sitting there wondering why your website traffic dropped off is because you may have one of these old outdated websites that Google is never going to send any more traffic to. So instead of worrying about Donald Trump, you should have been looking at that website. Same thing about your sales. Your sales are half of what they were last year. You're worrying about Trump while your sales are going to hell in a handbasket. You should know about the industry life cycles and know that if you have sales of 100,000 and this year they're 50,000, you did the same thing. You spent the same amount of money on sales and advertising. You probably went from one phase of the cycle, like from the growth phase, into the mature phase. And you're worrying about Trump while you're sitting there and your sales are going to hell in a handbasket. So, folks, I'm going to wrap this up by saying, yes, we should be concerned. We should be anxious. We should take action against if somebody's elected that you did not approve of or don't like. But don't take your eye off the ball.
I agree. Absolutely. So, certainly as a small business owner, very easy to do that. You have so much to do.
Because the big companies, they have the luxury of bringing in consultants, paying people. They can go cry in the woods somewhere. But we've got to stay on the job. Let's not be distracted, folks. Folks, that's going to wrap up our show today. Thank you, Tish. Go to the website, Marketing Pulpit. Her information is right on the homepage. Tish Hillman Law. We'll be back next week at the same time on the Marketing Pulpit radio show, folks. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.